When students arrived to start classes Monday, many entered the main campus building to begin their studies. Others, though, started classes in a leased building, which shares a complex with a hair salon, a martial arts studio, and an insurance company. Ivy Tech leaders had hoped to start building an expansion of the main building on its north end, but since the state's Commission for Higher Education has not signed the necessary paperwork, that space was used for parking Monday. Still, when the expansion is complete, Bloomington Chancellor John Weikart says it may not alleviate the need for a second Ivy Tech location in the city.
Our expansion was 115,000 square feet, and it's been cut back to 80,000 square feet. So we're in about 35,000 square feet of lease space, so it sort of demonstrates that even when this building is complete, we would probably still have need for lease space.
And leasing that space is currently costing Ivy Tech a significant amount.
We are in fact leasing as much classroom space on Liberty Drive, two locations on Liberty Drive, as much classroom space as we have in this building. So we're paying over $400,000 a year in leases to lease space that we desperately need.
Weikart says he does not expect the construction go-ahead to be given much before the beginning of 2012. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.